Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Do not get it twisted. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Ron Kelly Show. Whew, ronkellyshow.com. Ooh, almost didn't make it. Anyway, it's Thursday. It's the 27th of February already, 2020. Thank you very much for joining me. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Heard here every Thursday night, 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Jimmy Williams, my brother, I'm always fighting with. Shout out to you, Jimmy. Love you, man. Shout out to everybody, those who's clicking in. You know, I can't see everybody, so if I don't mention you, my apologies. I can't see everybody on the radio. Anyway, thanks for joining me. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And boy, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Man, I tell you, this coronavirus thing is, we got a lot to talk about tonight. I'm going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus, my take on it. And this nonsense about it was created in a lab, everybody just knock it off. The coronavirus was not created created in a lab. We'll talk about that. Also, what happened to the black middle class? Interesting. We'll talk about that as well. More of the election nonsense, the debates that are going on. And poor Harvey. Yeah, I really thought Harvey was going to get off, but oh well, the jury said no. Anyway, everybody, welcome back. It's Thursday night, 7 p.m. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Once again, thank you, everybody who wished me happy birthday. Thanks so much. And I'm not really focused on the people who didn't. Shout out to Anthony Moriano. Got my sanitation people in here. I don't know if Anthony's still doing sanitation. He had some options we didn't have. But if you are, be well. Man, So there's a lot going on. This coronavirus thing is, like, really scary. We can talk about that. We'll talk about the black middle class. We'll talk about, are we really headed to the back of the bus on our own? And we'll talk about, there's more fallout from the impeachment. People are getting fired left and right for doing what they're supposed to be doing. Anyway, welcome. Glad to have you here. 6 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. TheRonKellyShow.com. Boy. So, 2,000 points so far. Shout out to Jimmy Williams, who says, there ain't no black middle class, pal. There ain't no black or white middle class. You might be right, but we're going to get into it a little bit. We'll get into it, Jimmy Williams, my brother. Shout out to all the people who are listening to the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to my people that are handling my business for me, the AMFM Broadcast Network. You guys do a great job. Thank you. Getting the show out to all across America. And the ratings continue to climb. I want to thank everybody for that. The show is getting more legs, so to speak. So I want to thank everybody listening to me every Thursday night, the Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to Anna. I've never seen Anna on. I guess she listens to the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to you, Anna. Anna, not quite casting. Shout out to you. Glad to have you here. If you're listening, appreciate you and all the other people who are listening to, checking out, sampling, whatever it is you're doing with the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to Victor Gaines, who's watching the program. So, wow, man, this coronavirus is killing more than just people. You know, it's actually, and not that the people are not important, but it's killing the stock market, too. The stock market has dropped 2,000 or 3,000 points just in this week alone from the aftermath of what's going on overseas. And this coronavirus thing is really scary. Now, I don't know about you. Every time I see a box that's made in China, I don't want to touch it. You know, you don't want to go to the Chinese restaurant. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just the way it is right now. You don't want to go to a Chinese restaurant or somebody coughs you back up. You know, that's what this coronavirus has done. But you know what? If you're going to be in any, if you're going to be anywhere during a pandemic, you know, we don't enjoy going through pandemics. So if you're going to be anywhere, there's no place like the good old United States of America. But the warnings have gone out that this is going to, you know, it may, the numbers are very low right now as far as the infection rate in the United States of America. Right now, the infection rate is very low. But there is somebody in California what has alarmed the CDC and some of the other government agencies that deal with health, National Institutes of Health, Center for Disease Control, and some of the other places that control, some of the other places that are in charge of these type of things. And they're saying there was somebody in California who caught the disease, and they didn't go to China, they say that they haven't been in contact with anybody who had the disease. Now, this is something that's very alarming, because if the person caught the disease, if they didn't go to China and they say they weren't in contact with anybody who had the disease, then how'd they get it? So, yeah, so we got that going on right now. And, you know, 3,000 points lost in the stock market. So if you own stocks, if you have a 401k, I would look at it, because 3,000 points is a lot. So, yeah, so we got this, you know, so it's going on right now, the coronavirus. It hasn't really broken out in America, but we're being warned. We are being warned that it's going to get worse here, even though the numbers are negligible right now at this time. But they're saying that there will be an outbreak here. There will be an outbreak of coronavirus. Let me take a quick break, because I wasn't really prepared for the program. Let me take a quick break, and I'll come right back with more of the show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media, LLC.
All righty then. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, .com. And I almost feel bad for the bus driver who, 79-year-old bus driver. I almost feel bad for him. The bus driver who was sentenced to 10 years for trying to make a U-turn. Man's name was Hudi Moudreau, 79 years old of Woodland Park, used to be West Patterson before they decided that they didn't want to be associated with Patterson anymore, just like Elmwood Park. Elmwood Park used to be West Patterson, East Patterson, and Woodland Park was Woodland Park was West Patterson at one time, and Elmwood Park was East Patterson. But they decided they didn't want to be in they didn't want to have anything to do with Patterson. I guess just being associated with Patterson, well, people were thinking that even though East Patterson was across the Passaic River and totally separated from Patterson, I guess folks thought it was better that they. Folks thought it was better that they change the name, just like West Patterson changed his name, you know. But so this bus driver was sentenced to 10 years. And I almost feel sorry for him, the bus driver, Hudi Moudreau, 79-year-old man from Woodland Park, formerly West Patterson, trying to make a U-turn on Route 80, which... Wow, I mean, who would think to make a U-turn on 280? But he was sentenced to 10 years in prison and made a plea deal. And the prosecutors agreed to dismiss 20 of the auto by assault charges. So I almost feel sorry for the old guy, 79 years old, Hudi Moudreau, 79 years old at Woodland Park, given a 10-year sentence for two counts of reckless vehicular homicide, 25 counts of assault by auto. Like I said, they dropped 20 of those counts. He pled guilty. He pled guilty to reckless vehicular homicide, assault by auto, and child endangerment this past December. Now, Mr. Moudreau was trying to make a U-turn on Route 80, one of the most dangerous highways in America. And when he tried to make a U-turn on Route 80, he was T-boned by a dump truck and with a bus full of kids. One of the kids died, and a 51-year-old teacher, Jennifer Williamson, was killed in the crash, along with, as I said, a 10-year-old girl, Miranda Vargas. So the old guy was and I drive, and they, you know, so I feel kind of bad for the old guy. 79 years old, getting 10 years in prison for attempting to make a U-turn. He was in there was a line of buses. I mean, he was one of a couple buses that were taking these kids out to some kind of field trip, and he missed the turn. So he decided he was going to turn the bus around on Route 80. I guess he must have went over the island, went through maybe one of the places where the state police sit, and he tried to make a U-turn. And as he was turning back onto the highway, I suppose, he was slammed by a dump truck. And it said a 10-year-old girl, Miranda Vargas, and Jennifer Williamson, a 51-year-old teacher, were killed in the crash. So I feel bad for the old guy, Hudi Moudreau Sr. That horrific accident, trying to make a U-turn on Route 80. Now, I don't understand why he, you know, that part I don't get. You know, you can't. Anyway, I feel bad for a guy who will have to spend 10 years in prison. He'll have 10 years. And he's 79 years old. 10 years is a long time. You know, that's like a life sentence for someone that age. So hopefully, you know, I'm pretty sure he didn't intend to do it. It was an accident. But hopefully he will... You know, he won't have to do the whole 10 years. Shout out to Sharon Alexander, my sister. You've been missing, Sharon. I haven't seen you in a while. Shout out to you. Love you so much, my sister. Sharon Allen Chambers, one of my favorite listeners and a childhood friend right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to Sharon Nelson, another Sharon. Sharon Nelson, who wished me happy birthday. I kind of commuted with. She's also someone I knew when I was a young man. Well, I'm still a young man. Somebody I knew when I was a young dude, and still know today. Shout out to you, and congratulations on your. You look so happy on Facebook. Okay, so with coronavirus, and you know, and see, the peak, we got the coronavirus is going on, and you know, and listen to Trump talk about it yesterday, and Trump just makes mistakes with everything he does, and he tried to make it seem like when he did his, first of all, his biggest mistake was putting Mike Pence in charge of the coronavirus, the efforts to curb the coronavirus, to stop it from becoming a pandemic here in the United States of America. And so he downplayed the whole, you know, because, you know, he's probably never going to get it, but he downplayed the whole, because nobody can come within 10 feet of him besides his wife. So, you know, he downplayed the coronavirus is, you know, we have it under control. No, we don't have it under control. As I said a little bit earlier, there was someone from California who came up with the disease. It was someone who hadn't traveled to China, which is how it started, and someone who also claims that they haven't been in touch with anybody who did go to China. So this is, like, disturbing to Centers for Disease Control, National Institutes of Health, and some of the other, you know, Health and Human Services, some of the other agencies, from the United States of America who deal with health and pandemic and stuff like that. Sharon, so be on nice. I hear you, baby girl. I hear you. I work at night too, and it's brutal. But I know you was thinking about me, so I feel better now. But yeah, so the coronavirus is going around, and you know, and the people who are going to be mostly affected by this are going to be people who, like, travel mass transit, people who commute. You know, I'm glad that I go to work by my, I drive to work. There's nobody in the car with me. When I'm at work, I work alone. And so I really don't have to be around anybody during the day. But I feel bad for the people who have to, you know, people who take mass transit, New Jersey Transit, New York City Transit Authority, buses and trains and stuff like that. Because those are the people who are really at risk. Because you're standing around people and the train is packed and there's 500 people in one car and people are coughing and sneezing and breathing and everything like that. And, you know, and you're on the train with a bunch of other people. And so I feel for the people, because that's how it's really going to spread. That's how it's really going to spread, from people who take mass transit, who have to be around other people, people work in offices and big buildings and stuff like that. Those are the people who are most at risk from the coronavirus. But I kind of laughed at Trump yesterday when he downplayed it, like people were just catching colds. He's just so disconnected. I just don't believe that he did that. But anyway, yes, he did. A little bit later on, I'm going to talk about the black middle class. Whatever happened to the black middle class? And are we going to the back of the bus? You know, I'm going to talk a little bit, you know, for the people who are listening to me nationally, I am going to peel off a little bit and talk about this local ordinance that was just passed the other day in the city of Paterson, New Jersey. Ugh, man, I just don't understand it. Well, I'm going to get to that too. I'll talk about the black middle class. I'll talk a little bit about the election, the primaries that are going on right now. Shout out to Bernie Sanders, who I'm definitely very afraid of. I just don't want Bernie Sanders to be president for no, you know, and not that I don't like the guy or anything like that, or I have any problem with him per se, but it's just his views are like just, I don't know what he's thinking about. And I know I'm not against old people. I'm going to be one day, and I'll get to that as well. But yeah, so stock market is down 3,000 points this week alone. So for people who have 401ks and mutual funds and things that are linked to the stock market, well, I mean, you know, yeah, this is, if there's ever a time to worry, now it's time to worry because the stock market is linked to a lot of people's 401ks, and for 3,000 points, for the stock market to fall 3,000 points is directly because of the coronavirus. I'll get into that. The stock market has fell 3,000 points. I know most people don't even pay attention to this stuff. But, the stock market has dropped 3,000 points lately in the last week, in the last couple of days, actually. So the Wall Street people are saying that, you know, of course, they're trying to downplay it, much like Trump, saying that there was a this is a correction, that the stock market probably shouldn't have been as high as it was. And I don't believe that for a second. You know, the coronavirus, the in Japan, they're closing all the schools. I mean, all middle, high school, all across the country in Japan, all the schools are going to be closed so they can deal with the coronavirus. In China, a lot of factories and things are being shut down. And, you know, the United States of America is you know, we have a global, what we call a global economy now. So a lot of the countries depend on each other. The United States depends heavily on China for a lot of things. A lot of companies here in America, Apple and some of the tech companies, they depend on China to make the components that go into the iPhone, for example. A lot of that stuff comes from overseas. And now that the Chinese are shutting everything down, and like I said, Japan has closed all their schools. So there's no school in Japan right now. All across Japan, there's no schools. And now this disease is coming up in places where you wouldn't think, like Iran, like the vice president of Iran has coronavirus. So this thing is getting like crazy. It's scary. And, you know, like I said, Trump is so detached from it. He downplayed in his press conference he had yesterday. He downplayed the coronavirus. I don't have the soundbite here in front of me, but he downplayed the coronavirus like, you know, it was like you stubbed your toe or something. And this thing is getting bigger and bigger. And I don't mean to scare anybody. I'm not actually afraid of it. But I tell you, if you see a box that says, if you see anything that says made in China, you don't even want to touch it now because of the coronavirus, COVID-19, they call it. And I understand they're working on a cure or at least something to keep you from dying. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who heads up the Senate, who has National Institutes of Health, did come on in that press conference with Trump. And he did say they're working on a vaccine, and they're working, you know, vaccine, basically a cure for coronavirus. They're working on it, and they're already doing clinical trials. They are they're doing the trials on a handful of people, and if there is some progress, they're going to expand it to other folks. So, you know, hopefully they can get this thing under control. Hopefully they can get this coronavirus under control. Because it's really, really scary. And again, like I said, the people who use mass transit, people who have to be around other people to get to work, are the ones who are going to be mostly susceptible to the disease. You know, because like I said, thank God I travel to work alone, I work alone, and I go home alone. So I really am not around a bunch of people, you know, in my day. So folks who take mass transit, who work in offices, you know, who are like sandwiched into the train path in Jersey Transit, SEPTA, you know, all across America, people who have to use mass transit are going to be the ones who are mostly susceptible to this coronavirus because you don't know who you're on the train with. So we just keep the prayers going, and hopefully the medical community can find some kind of cure for this thing, because it's getting, I don't know if there's any, it's getting really bad. I don't know if there's any infections that have come across right here in the state of New Jersey, but it's getting really bad, and hopefully they will find a cure for this thing, because we don't hope people start dying. Well, you don't remember, but the Black Plague years ago, where millions of people died. So, so people who, shout out to Iris Ramirez Stewart, and I know you. So anyway, yeah. So shout out to everybody, and yeah. So like I said, everybody's gonna be wearing masks. Like in China, everybody's wearing a mask. As a matter of fact, they even ran out of masks. So the mask manufacturers are making a killing now because they actually ran out of masks. So millions and millions of masks are being bought. It's going to go into the billions of masks that are being purchased so people can wear them. So on the subways and the buses and stuff like that, everybody's going to be wearing masks. I know if I had to take mass transit, you know, I probably would get one Because like I said, you don't know who's on that train or that bus. So those are the people who are going to be most susceptible, probably, you know. It's likely that those people who have to travel around people they don't know will be the ones who more than likely will get it. Chaminel Chambers says that the doctor in China tried to warn him early. Now he's dead. Yeah, there was a doctor, exactly, Sharon Allen Chambers, the doctor who first came up with this thing and tried to warn China about it. Now he's dead from the coronavirus, allegedly. So this happens a lot where things get downplayed and then, you know, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. So it gets to the point where they have to come out and talk to everybody about it. So the stock market is down 3,000 points. So I'm not saying you need to be worried, but if you have a 401k, I'd probably be on the computer right now. I have a pension, so I don't have to worry about that. But the stock market is down 3,000 points in just the last 3 days. And, hopefully it'll turn around, because if it gets any worse, there's going to be a ripple effect with this coronavirus. As I said a few minutes ago, that many of the companies in America, tech companies especially, Apple and some of the other big companies that make phones and those components for those phones and the electronic equipment is made in China. So with China shutting everything down and shutting Japan's closed all the schools, period. So there's no school in Japan right now because of this. And China is shutting things down left and right. And the market has reacted. People are selling like crazy because they feel like there's going to be a shortage. There's going to be a shutdown. And again, we depend on China for a lot of stuff. I mean, the United States and China are linked, and we have a global economy now. It's not just the American economy. I mean, Trump goes around boasting and bragging about the economy, but the economy is linked to other countries. It's global. It's not just us now like it was in the 50s. It's a global thing now with technology, et cetera, et cetera. So now when something happens somewhere else, it's felt here, and something's happening in China and we're feeling it here. So, all right, half past the hour already. Ooh, blowing past this thing. What happened to the black middle class? We'll talk about that. I'll talk also about the primaries. We got Super Tuesday coming up pretty soon in South Carolina, I believe, the primary is on Saturday. Biden is doing pretty good. So the dead do rise. That and just a whole lot more. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
All right, we're back. It's about half past the hour. Half the show is going already. Wow, it's moving real fast, like the coronavirus. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Lamont Gates, cat lover. Lamont Gates loves his cat. Shout out to you, Lamont Gates, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So, yeah, so we got the coronavirus going on, man. Scary, scary, scary. Every continent in the world has some sort of coronavirus activity, except for Antarctica. And the only reason there's no coronavirus activity in Antarctica is because nobody lives there. But there is. Thank you very much, Sharon Allen Chambers. Happy belated birthday. Thank you so much. And I made a little video for everybody. A lot of y'all hated it. You know, I'm just not the one who gets the 1,000 comments and 1,000 likes. I'm just not that guy. But it's all right, because I don't link myself worth to social media. And thank you, Sharon Allen Chambers. So, yeah, so Antarctica is the only continent in the world that doesn't have some kind of coronavirus activity. And again, the only reason why there's no activity in Antarctica is because nobody lives there. But yeah, it's very, very scary, scary times now with this coronavirus thing. We got election going on. Nobody's going to be allowed to vote because everybody's going to be dead from coronavirus. But if it's going to be a pandemic, if you want to be anywhere, you want to be right here in the good old USA, United States of America, because, you know, and I have to commend, you know, the United States government for taking action for stopping flights from certain areas and, you know, but the thing is that, see, now we stopped flights from China and some of the hot spots, but what about the other places, Italy, where you know, some of the soccer players are not playing in certain areas. So this thing is like getting bad. And, you know, we just have to pray to God. Thank you, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for getting me back here another Thursday. So this thing is getting really bad with this coronavirus. So hopefully, like I said a few minutes ago, if you didn't hear me, that they're working on a vaccine to cure this thing, because before it gets too bad. So hopefully, you know, the good old USA, like we have so many times before, have come up with cures for stuff before anybody else is able to. So hopefully, shout out to Sha Williams. Shout out to you. What's going on, my brother? So hopefully we'll get some, we've done many, many times. The United States of America is the place to be as far as medicine, and let's just hope that the Centers for Disease Control and National Institutes of Health, Health and Human Services, et cetera, and all the organizations that we have here in the good old U.S. of A. will come up with something to cure this coronavirus thing. It's getting scary. It's going on, and the economy is definitely being affected by it. Stock market losing 3,000 points. It's getting scary. So, and like I said, the people who, you know, if I had to go on a train every day, if I was on New Jersey Transit, whatever case may be, wherever I might be in the United States of America, New Jersey, where this show originates, is the third largest transit system in the country, New Jersey, because so many people live here. New York, I believe, is first. And so if I had to go on a train, take the train to work, whatever, I definitely would be wearing a mask. You can believe that. Jimmy Kimmel had a spot with with Trump wearing a full body suit. it's not funny. Don't get me wrong. This thing is not funny. It was hilarious to see that Trump with a gas mask on and full gear at his press conference yesterday. Of course, he didn't do that, but they, you know, they're clowning Trump even through this. So what have happened to the black middle class? What have happened to the black middle class? And are we? Let me get to this thing that's going on in Patterson. Patterson is in New Jersey. For the people who are listening all around America who are not familiar with New Jersey, New Jersey is on the East Coast of the United States of America, as most people know. And we have a shout out to Lamont Gates before I move on. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says Corona is not a new virus. It was discovered in 1960, which was about 60 years ago. And we have all had it. What the media doesn't tell you is that people that are infected have healed. Our flu kills twice as many people as the coronavirus. It's media clock bait. Okay, media clickbait, Lamont Gates. Okay, all right, I received that. I know, like a few years ago, I was in the hospital from Wednesday to Saturday, and I had the flu, and man, I was scared to death. But here I am, thank the Lord, Hackensack Meridian Health, Mountainside Medical Center, right here in the great city of Montclair, New Jersey. So anyway, we have the Patterson, New Jersey, has passed a law. This is going to reverberate all across the United States, everybody. So those are the people. So for those of you who are listening in St. Louis and Salt Lake City and places like that, where you hear the Ron Kelly Show, Colorado, et cetera, et cetera. This ordinance I found to be very, it's going to be a hot button. It's going to put the town between a rock and a hard place. Now what happened was someone in the city council. Now this is local right now, but believe you me, other people are going to be trying to do this. Someone in the city council, someone who is Arabic, more than likely, proposed that the mosques all around city of Paterson, New Jersey, the mosques would be able to broadcast on loudspeakers, whatever it is, the thing that they do when it's time for them to pray. I guess it's like a call to prayer. And originally, the call to prayer, I'll just call it that, was broadcast inside the mosques. So now, someone proposed an ordinance that which actually would do away with the noise ordinances for that moment. And this goes on like five times a day for the mosques to be able to blast on loudspeakers the call to prayer. Yeah, and there were a lot of people who were opposed to this, that the Muslims would be able to. Well, there's no mosque in Montclair, so, but where I live, there are no mosques. I think there's one, but it's so small that I walk past it and don't even notice it. There's very low amount of practicing Muslims here in Montclair. But in Paterson, there's a whole bunch of practicing Muslims. And so the ordinance, it actually was passed a couple of days ago. The ordinance would allow mosques to blast on loudspeakers the call to prayer. And Muslims pray like five times a day. Now, I've got nothing against Muslims now. Don't get me wrong. I'm not anti-Muslim or anything like that, or anti-Semite or anti-anybody. I'm anti-wrong. That's what I am, anti-wrong. And so this ordinance was passed for the mosques, and there's a lot of mosques in the city of Paterson, New Jersey. This law was passed so mosques could broadcast or blast on loudspeakers the call to prayer five times a day. Now, I'm not even certain about how long it takes, but there are lots of folks who were opposed to this. I guess they didn't come out enough, or maybe just the city council, the city of Paterson is a little, I don't want to say, because I do know some people on the council. But so now mosques will be able to broadcast the call to prayer over loudspeakers times a day when Muslims pray. Now, my question is, now summertime comes, we love our barbecues. Black folks, for example, we love our barbecues and we like to play music at our barbecues. So will the police, will the noise ordinances still apply to just regular folks who shout out to Rodney Hill. Shout out. Yeah. Good to hear you. Shout out to our sheriff's deputy, Sergeant William McCrary. Shout out to you, my brother. Billy Morris, Louis Kalo, Rodney Hill. Rodney Hill says they did it in Dearborn, Michigan. A lot of flack from non-Muslims. Right, so they're doing impact. So this thing is, I can't see everybody, so if I don't mention your name or whatever, I apologize, but I can't see everybody who watches the show for some reason. Facebook is controlling me. But so Rodney Hill, I'm enlightened that they did it in Dearborn, Michigan. So it's not so much, okay, they passed the ordinance, but my question is now, what happens when black folks or Hispanics, or white people, whoever, because we love our music, our black folks, for example, Hispanics, not sure what white people do, But, you know, we like to play our music in the when we have it our barbecue. So the police in the summertime, when the summertime comes and we start dusting off the grills, and, you know, we like to set up our music and have our music blasting while we're eating and having a good time. So now, are the ordinances going to apply to everybody else and just not to them? That's my question. What happens when the summertime comes and folks, minorities and different folks, want to play music at their barbecues? Now, will the police be sent out to quash the noise that black folks and other people, Hispanics, they just like us, just play basically with the barbecues and what have you? So that's my question now. Like in Paterson, New Jersey, Dearborn, Michigan, wherever else this thing is being done. Because that's what's going to happen. It's going to just go from place to place. Now, so will those same, will the people who are given barbecues, will they be given the same courtesy as the Muslims have been given, where they're being allowed to blast on loudspeakers they call the prayer? Now, the call to prayer takes a little while. So, and just like in Dearborn, Michigan, there's a lot of people in Paterson, New Jersey, I'm talking about, who were vehemently opposed to this. You see, now it's not about anti-religion. See, that's the thing, you know, like sometimes I'll talk about the police and I do have something I want to say about the police. And people, you know, oh, you're just anti-police. No, I'm not anti-police. No, I'm not anti-police. I'm a cop supporter. Trust me, I almost was one. You know, I'm a cop supporter. I was a constable in the city of Paterson for 6 years. I'm a cop supporter. So all this nonsense about me not liking cops is horse crap, you know. But yeah, now, I'm interested to see. I got to move on from this. I'm interested to see what's going to happen in the summertime when black folks and other minorities start playing their music in their backyards, start, you know, with their barbecues and stuff like that. Are the police going to come around, you know, because of the police or the law enforcement authority? Are they going to come around and stop people, quash the noise? Now, see, now, one thing you can say in defense of the Muslims is it's not going to go on all day. See, and when we start getting going, we go on all day. And it's not going to go on all day as far as the Muslim call to prayer that's going to happen five times a day. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll see what happens with this, what's happened in Dearborn, Minnesota. And let's see how this spreads across the United States of America. And like I said, I'm not against Muslims or anybody else, you know, but, let's just see what happens with this. I mentioned earlier about the black middle class. And you see, we you know, black folks is just, I mean, we just, you know, like they say, there are people who make things happen. There are people, I mean, you know what I mean. There are people who see things happen, people who make things happen, et cetera, et cetera. And black folks, we're just watching things happen. We're just watching things happen. Now, you know, this now, and I know somebody who's passed around a petition, they got like 80,000 signatures, which I think is a waste of time. Not that I'm against petitions. I'm just against this particular one because it deals with the deaths of people, and it's not about your petition to make the traffic lights all line up going down the avenue or whatever the case may be. This is something that's very, very serious. And see, when you talk about changing America, the way America operates, you're not going to do a damn thing with no petition. You know, it's just a waste of time. It's a joke. And we're just sitting around. I mean, you know, things are happening and we're just kind of like just sitting around. I just don't understand it. Now, nothing is being done about nothing. Nothing is being done about nothing. Black folks are just sitting around and there's no black middle class. I mean, there's folks who have and there's folks who don't. That's the bottom line. You don't see maybe in Atlanta, for example, you might see an enclave of black folks who do well, but you're not going to see that everywhere. There's very few enclaves or or neighborhoods of black folks doing well, unless they're all basketball players or rappers or actors or something like that, then you'll see these palatial palaces, et cetera, et cetera. But there's no, the black middle class, there is no black middle class. There's black working class, but there's no black middle class. And I was watching the debate, I was watching the town hall last night with Bloomberg, and he struggled, especially when they asked him about stop and frisk, he struggled to talk about what he's going to do. Because one lady got up and asked about reparations, you know, which I don't believe is ever going to happen. But a lady got up and she asked Bloomberg about reparations. And you're always going to get, you're not going to never get a direct answer from any of the candidates. It's like Barack Obama. There was no reparations during Barack Obama's term because he knew that it wasn't happening. And I, just like the president, I know that it's not going to happen. But a woman did get up yesterday in the town hall they had for Mike Bloomberg. And I like Rich. They had the Mike Bloomberg was on the town hall on CNN last night. And a woman stood up and asked about reparations. And he so totally sidestepped the question, like they all do. Totally sidestepped the question and started talking about education and putting branches, bank branches, and black neighborhoods. And, you know, if you don't have any money, I mean, you got nothing to save. I mean, what good is a bank going to do? I mean, there's already bank branches in black neighborhoods. That's already going down. Not in the worst parts, because, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's like putting a Lexus dealer in the ghetto. I mean, you're not going to sell any cars. Unless somebody comes in with a bag of cash. So every election, that's when black folks become important, during the election time. Like Joe Biden, for example, is betting on black folks to get a victory in South Carolina. But Joe Biden hasn't won squat yet. And he was on it. And I watched Joe Biden. He was at a rally in South Carolina. And he says to the people, you know, I'm Joe Biden. I'm your candidate for the United States Senate. And I'm like, no, it's President, Mr. Vice President. Yeah, and he came out in his opening remarks. He said, I am Joe Biden, and I am your candidate for the United States Senate. And I nearly fell out of my chair. I couldn't believe it. That he's just scary. Just scary. And but black folks are only important during election time. That's the black vote is crucial to the Democrats. Crucial. Scared to death that black folks may start voting for Trump, for example, and many have, you know, or that black folks may jump over to the Republican side. Because if black folks stop voting for Democrats, they'd be done, finished. And it's not that there's so many of us that we, it's not so many of us, but we like carry the bag, so to speak, when it comes to, we're like that insurance run. Like, you know how they, baseball, they want to score a couple of more runs just in case. You don't want to be leading by a run. You want to be leading by two or three runs. And that's where the black folks come in at. So when the election time comes, that's when the black folks become important. That's when the power of our vote becomes important. And then for the next 4 years, it's who? You know, so right now, we have to begin to monetize our votes. We have to begin to monetize our votes. We can't just be taken for granted, because this is what happened. It was taken for granted. And black folks are taken for granted, basically, you know. And we have to change that. We have to change that. We cannot continue to allow ourselves to be taken for granted when it comes time to vote. Now, in local elections, who cares? But when it comes to the national elections, black folks become very important. And we have to begin to monetize our vote. We have to begin to get some return on our investment when we click that button, because right now we're not getting anything. And that's not to say that you know, slavery coming back or anything like that. But we are not getting a bang for our buck. We're not getting a bang for our votes. We need to begin to, like, say, okay, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? You know, because we hear people talk about, oh, yeah, vote, you know, it's your right and all that stuff. Yeah, sure it is. But what's in it for me? What's in it for me? So there was an incident. I read something on Facebook about the sheriff's deputies in Passaic County, one of the largest counties in the Passaic County Sheriff's Office, one of the largest sheriff's offices outside of maybe Essex County sheriffs in the state of New Jersey. And there was a, I read an article where two guys were stopped, two black men. And don't go there. I'm not, you know, don't go there. I'm not, shout out to Albert Vega, my brother, last night and every Wednesday night, sidebar everybody, last night, every Wednesday night on DY Music Radio, Albert Vega, Spinning the Wheels of Steel. Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, dwildmusicradio.com. So there was a, there were two black men who were riding in a car last night, well, one night this week, about 3:30 a.m., they were pulled over by Passaic County Sheriff's deputies. And it's not to say that, you know, this is, you know, what one does, everybody does. So I'm reading the article and it says that the two men were stopped for an obstructed windshield. And I'm like, well, what is an obstructed windshield? Is it because there was some, because nobody hangs, you know, as fresh in the trees we used to have like back in the day. Nobody even uses those anymore. Nobody hangs those trees on their rearview mirrors anymore. As a matter of fact, most people don't have anything on their rearview mirrors because the rearview mirror now is like a piece of equipment in most cars. I don't mind it, OnStar and all kinds of stuff on it, so I don't even want to touch it. So they said they were stopped for an obstructed windshield. And I'm like, what is an obstructed windshield? What the hell is an obstructed windshield? And it seemed like it seemed like the sheriff's offices, I probably shouldn't have said where they were from, because I do know people who serve on that particular sheriff's office. But it seemed like they were reaching, you know. It seemed like they were reaching because, I mean, obstructed windshield. What the hell was in that on the dashboard that would have obstructed their view? Well, they put a box up there or, you know, a six-pack, whatever. What was up there? Now, I'm glad they caught them. Because they, as it turned out, they did have weapons. But it was kind of like stop and frisk. You know, it was kind of like a stop and frisk. Because I think that they were suspected more of being two black men in a car at 3:30 in a Mercedes-Benz at 3:30 in the morning than anything else. I don't think the obstructed windshield had anything to do with why they were stopped. I mean, really? Obstructed windshield? And, but the end result, they did get pulled over, and it did turn out that the guys had guns in their cars. So, okay, I applaud that the police were able to get a couple of more guns off the street. Matter of fact, one of them had the serial number scraped off of it. So, yeah, so I'm glad that they were able to get those guns off the street, the end result. But how it took place, though, I'm just kind of curious. Obstructed windshield, because people don't hang you know, those dice, and remember that stuff we used to hang on our rearview mirrors. And that maybe I can see, but obstructed. I'm like, what the hell is an obstructed windshield? But the end result was these two jokers did have weapons. As it turned out, they did have weapons on them, so it was a good stop. But I mean, obstructed windshield. All right, just got a minute and a half left to the program, everybody. Boy, man, it just flew past this thing. Wow. Time just flew by. Anyway, it's about a minute and a half before the program is over. So once again, thank everybody for watching the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to all my people out in the Midwest and all kinds of New Mexico and some of the other places where Ron Kelly Show was heard. Memphis, Tennessee, Boulder, Colorado, and some of the other places like where nobody really lives. But I still appreciate you guys for listening to the Ron Kelly Show. And for the record, I'm not anti anything. I'm not anti anything, you know. But we have to be we have to be able to talk about things. Not about a minute left. Yeah, they can't be fearful we're going to lose a friend or anything like that, because this is what happens. We feel like we're going to lose a friend, so we did it. I lived in a radio prison for a long time, not saying certain things because I knew a lot of people, congressmen and senators, etc. You know, but the truth must be told. You must give your honest opinion, not because you're afraid the person is going to dish you or you like to be chummy with powerful people. The truth must be told. The ones who respect me will continue to befriend me. The ones who don't will, well. All right, 20 seconds left. I'm getting out of here. Thank everybody for joining me. Thank you so much for checking out the Ron Kelly Show here on a Thursday night. The February 27th already, 2020. All right, see you back here next week, everybody. Take care. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together, we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. That's it.